This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin back on The Fan. We do have quick hits coming up in about 40 minutes here. And Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, should be stepping to the dais in Berea very shortly. I will say, I saw one video of Dylan Gabriel throw, and it looked like it was in slow motion.
Oh, no.
Like, everybody says, like, oh, the 72 mile an hour. It's like, it looked like me running. Like, if you put me running... That, like,
now, what video was this? I want to see this.
It was, I think, Ashley Bastock had
my,
it out there.
My timeline, I just retweeted Ashley saying that Shedeur Sanders has some zip on the ball and then just a dynamite throw.
And Zach Jackson's been tweeting about that. Do we know if Shedeur actually has zip on his throw or if you're just throwing it next to Dylan Gabriel?
So that is something we do have to ponder and consider, right? Like when Deshaun Watson's first year back, I remember being at training camp and being like, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He
and
looks
it's like,
better than Jacoby Brissett.
And it's like, well, who's he throwing against? He's throwing against Jacoby Brissett. It's like, let's put it in proper context. Did he make Jacoby Brissett look like a high school quarterback, or did Jacoby Brissett make him look like more of an NFL quarterback than he really is?
You be the judge. At Nick Wilson says, I quote tweeted Ashley's video there. And, of course, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So, again, but you can't take anything from these videos, but Dylan Gabriel's throw looked really slow.
So the funny thing about that is that like I think he set a combine record for like fastest throw at the combine. Like he that's one thing he's supposed to be able to do when he like lets it rip.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do that if you're him?
Wait. So you can throw it really hard, but you can't throw it very far or consistently. Is that what so
I think that's yeah, that might be some of the read on him. Yeah.
It's very inconsistent.
Cuz I think it was like 65 miles per hour or something insane like that.
Oh, I thought it was something ridiculous like 72 miles an
hour. It might have even been as high as that, yeah. But again, that's also measuring when you have just basically, you're basically being like a pitcher at that point, and you're just trying to, how many times have you seen the Fox do the little bits where they have like Matt Leinart still throw a football and he can still throw it 61 miles per hour?
Yeah.
It's like it's impressive, but it really isn't impressive at all.
And he stunk in the NFL.
So that's a good spin today for the video montage and everything that we've seen. But really, the reality and the story of today is about Shedeur Sanders. As Ben Axelrod, our buddy, tweeted out 10 minutes ago, I guess Shador's won the job on day one.
Mm.
That's what he said. That looks like Shedeur Sanders has won the job on day one.
You don't think he was being tongue-in-cheek at all?
Of course he was being tongue-in-cheek. But the amount of people that have tweeted out about Shedeur looking good in this little stretch here, because they get to see it with their own eyes, that's a nice development. That's a good development.
So we are waiting for the development of Kevin Stefanski talking to the media today. You know, a lot of mini-camp practices here. It's a little more laid-back environment, so we'll see when Kevin does go to step up there. But should be noted, it is the Shaday of all days, as Shedeur Sanders, he's kind of the highlight of mini camps here. Zach, we mentioned both Ashley and Zach saying he can really spin it.
And Zach just doesn't give out compliments either, by the way.
But it wasn't just the media giving Shedeur compliments. Harold Fannin Jr., the Browns' third-round pick out of tight end, was asked about Shador's attention. This was from Mary Kay Cabot at a camp. There's some Shalove in here.
How aware are you of all the attention that Shador Sanders is getting both locally and nationally, all over social media, ESPN, everywhere you go, it's Shador time. So are you guys aware of that? Are you aware of that? And what do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously that's definitely dope for him. I mean, I guess it's a good thing for him. You know, he could use that to his advantage, you know, or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I always see him on TikTok or something. It's pretty cool that I get to, you know, be in the same locker room as him for sure.
Turns out you got some competition for biggest Shapologist in town.
I like this. You know, we're big Harold fan and guys. We always have been.
True. Other than the Friskers thing, which I still haven't gotten over.
Zach Jackson tweeting out, by the way, moments ago, practice is over. That said, Harold Fannin, Canton to Cleveland to Canton. That's how good he looked.
So it's like a DoorDash?
Well, he did the Miles
you
Garrett.
You leave your house, then you go get the order, drop it off, and then you come back to your house?
You know, because he's a local kid, I don't know if Zach meant that he's unemployed or he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, yeah.
We might want to check on that. Did Zach mean unemployed or did he mean the Hall of Fame?
But, and by the way, just getting some
just,
skinny
just to,
here.
Just to drive home.
Just getting some skinny here.
Yeah.
Daryl's saying noticeable difference between Gabriel and Sanders. He just texted us that right there. So we'll have to digest that later.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting that...
I think he was going in Gabriel's favor.
Oh, that's wild.
Because he follows up that text with Gabriel mechanics and throws greater than Sanders.
Oh, my God. Are we going to have to
Unless
do this?
He doesn't know how the greater sign works.
You can't put it past
which
people.
Which is in play.
You can't put it past people now.
Sometimes it's hard for people.
Never really know. But when we do get the press conference, it's going to be brought to you. Press conferences on the fan are brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at montroseFordAkron.com, awaiting Kevin Stefanski here as practice wraps.
Yeah, we're going to be back to square one on all of this, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's going to be a nation divided.
It's going to be. Here's the thing. You know it's going to happen. And then it starts to happen, and you're like, oh, I guess we're going to do the Gabriel versus Shador wars.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, no. I think that, no. It's
this was always going to be what happened.
It's knowing that it's going to happen, and then when it starts to happen... And you know that this town is going to be split by two, three, or four quarterbacks, none of whom are that good. That's when it's like...
You know what's exciting, though, is that in every one of these throws and everyone that's been down there, they're giving off the impression of at least we're not watching Deshaun Watson play football.
No, that actually is a really good point. I've seen an alarming amount of tweets, and I've gotten an alarming amount of texts on that, of just like, yeah, I don't know if these guys can play, but... Don't have to deal with that nonsense.
But it's not Deshaun. I've enjoyed just kind of taking the videos. It feels like it's football season and it's May. And so that just kind of has me just, I don't know, excited.
Is that okay? Earlier I was kind of chiding people who complain that people watch videos at mini camps and then automatically turn around and get in people's face when they try and gleam anything from it. Have we just all arrived at a point where, hey, this is meaningless, let's just enjoy the content? Because if so, the big dog can stand down.
I mean, it's fun. It's football. I don't know. We talk about these quarterbacks. We talk about all these players so often. And even if it's in meaningless, you know, not even scrimmages, just 7-on-7, that doesn't matter and we shouldn't take anything out of it. It's cool to see them in the Browns uniforms. It's kind of fun, Nick.
How much of this is because Shador, by some accounts, has had the better practice?
No. In fact, the more people I've talked to, the more people that feel like it went the other way.
Oh, really?
So we had Daryl, obviously, and we read that tweet, or that text, excuse me. I got a text from Coach Riz.
Uh-huh.
Coach Riz said, both quarterbacks have been impressive. Gabriel more than Sanders.
Mm.
Gabriel's got zero wasted movement. Arm strength is really, really good. He's got a compact throwing motion that allows him to rip it. Sanders throws with excellent anticipation. Arm not as strong as Gabriel.
Oh.
So, like, no, the people that I've been talking to directly, they aren't leaning the same way that the internet is
now,
necessarily.
Is it 51-49 Dylan at the moment?
I don't know. Maybe
should we have a running tally on the quarterback spot?
You know, in reality, Daryl and Coach Riz could have just been sitting next to each other and both been like, "Oh yeah, yeah, this does look." I mean, who knows?
Daryl is his judgment is unimpeachable. It can't be impeached.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he would never be swayed by talking to someone.
No, never. As evidenced by the week that he did with me, where then he turned around and all of a sudden became, Brown should take a quarterback in this draft guy when he had not been that guy.
Well, but other than that one time, I don't know. There's a part of me that I think this and what Andrew Berry said about Joe Flacco reps earlier today, I think does prove that that the Browns are kind of handling this the way I thought they were. Like, Kevin in that clip that we played was like, yeah, you know, we brought in some more bodies, kind of made it a bigger practice to give both quarterbacks extra reps. And if you pair that with Andrew Berry saying in the morning show today, and kudos to the morning boys, they did a hell of a job with Andrew. You heard that in that press conference, that their talk with Andrew Berry was referenced several times over.
Yeah.
So bang up job.
Great follow-ups there by the morning show.
It's everything we said sounds sarcastic. It's not. We both have said they did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
I think what's interesting about this, though, is that Andrew Berry this morning was like, yeah, I mean, Joe doesn't need the same kind of reps that the young quarterbacks do. So I kind of feel like it's proven that, like, Joe's here to be the break glass in case of emergency, meaning that the job fight really is Kenny Pickett, Shedeur Sanders, and Dylan Gabriel. And if none of them can take the job, then you just kind of plug Joe into the situation.
Maybe that's what I like about today, is today really feels like it was almost in many ways Shedeur versus Dylan Gabriel. And it's just fun. It's fun to have the competition associated and attached to it. I can't imagine what will happen when we're judging all four of these quarterbacks in the same day.
Is it bad that I think we probably all would be more comfortable if it was Shedeur versus Joe? I'm sorry, Shedeur versus Dylan. And then Joe was the break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah.
If just Kenny wasn't a part of it, how much better it would feel.
And maybe Kenny won't be a part of it, right? Maybe we'll get to a spot. Although, for a fifth-round pick, you probably have to at least have him be there for at least through the preseason, you would imagine.
So, because both quarterbacks look good, can we all just go back to our corners excited that none of them look terrible?
That's where I thought a lot of people were in the very early portion of it, and then it felt like it started to become more of a battle. And I don't know. I like it all. I'm not going to be the person that says this sucks and it stinks, because we were staring down Dylan Gabriel versus Kenny Pickett for so long, and it felt like that was going to be the outcome. That I'm excited by this. I'm excited by talking quarterbacks. I'm excited by the idea that we're going to have like true competition, and it will be like, no, Daryl, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I love that stuff.
216-474-0092.
Do you not? You seem like you don't.
I mean, it's
I know
May.
You do. Come on.
It's May.
Yeah, I know it's May, but this is the... Listen,
like,
I'm not poo-pooing any of this. By tomorrow, it might even become exhausting. I don't know. We'll find out, right? But for right now, in this moment, I'm having fun. I like the idea that you're already arguing with people about Dylan Gabriel on Twitter. He's like, oh, but I think that's the...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
One back and forth I saw, the guy was talking about the arm strength that Dylan Gabriel has, and you're throwing back scouting reports. Like, that's fun. That's good stuff.
What are we loving? What are we liking? What are we leaving? From the first bit of Browns mini camps there, we got the Gardo's lineup and quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I don't know what it is. Just before we start quick hits, my ADHD is going off the wall today. I think it's 100% tied to the Twitter videos. I was getting my dopamine fix from like all the different videos that we were watching.
Yeah,
and I think it's stoked whatever thing is.
It makes sense. Now I don't have ADHD, but I
yet.
But yet, But I definitely had, like, what felt like what the last, like, 40 minutes or so felt like it was, like, major breaking news.
Yeah.
Like in a massive way. And it's odd because usually you can feel those moments and then you're like, all right, this is huge. And then you respond to it and then you keep going and then it just, like, never stops. And that's kind of what it felt like. It felt like your whole world is just talking about these camp videos. And so maybe that's what's rubbing off of you.
Well, and what's killing me here is that there's a part of me that wants to just get in and do it. And there's another part of it being like, it's mini camp videos, dude. Calm down. And I have to tell myself that. It might sound like I'm telling everybody else that. No. We're telling ourselves that because we just like football.
I know. You did kind of yuck my yum a little bit, as you would say.
Oh, did I?
A little bit. I just wanted to have fun with it. And it felt like you didn't want to do that.
Oh, I just, man.
Just enjoying football.
Oh,
that's okay. We'll have other opportunities. And I'm sure like a month from now or 2 months from now, I'll be like, Nick, it's stupid videos of people throwing footballs.
Is that when Dylan Gabriel takes the lead in the job?
It seemed like by a lot of accounts, he just already took the lead. It was such a wild roller coaster of like a 45-minute stretch where you're just seeing videos come out and people's reactions just changing and evolving.
We've got Kurt Heelan, NBA analyst and writer, coming up in about 40 minutes here, but let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
JP on the latest edition or the latest episode of Chicago Pope, the Cubs congratulated Chicago's Pope Leo on becoming Pope and then said he's a Cubs fan. But not so fast, my friend. His brother, the Pope's brother, John, went on Chicago TV to say Pope Leo is actually a White Sox fan. Is Pope Leo more likable to us in Cleveland as a White Sox fan or a Cubs fan?
I like him being a White Sox fan in general anyway. Because White Sox fans, and you know I grew up a Cubs fan, and my mom's a Cubs fan, and all this attached to it, but White Sox fans are more representative of what my childhood was, mm-hmm. and more representative of what I think Cleveland is. White Sox fans are grittier. White Sox fans are blue collar. White Sox fans, they work hard. That's your White Sox fan. And so I like a Pope being a White Sox fan.
So here's my struggle. I hated the White Sox more than any other team growing up because the Frank Thomas era White Sox were a legitimate threat for a minute to the Cleveland Indians. But then again, 2016. So I'm really torn. I don't know. I feel like if he's
because
a Cubs
the White Sox
fan,
are in the division, so anytime you take on the White Sox, that's always been a little problematic.
I do. Okay.
But the White Sox are so unserious right now, it's just hard to even think about that.
So that's part of it. Here's the other part. If you watch like the Tom Hanks Angels and Demons movie or like what was the Da Vinci Code, White Sox fans are kind of like the super hard Catholic that would like chastise himself when he failed. So that feels more like something that I want the Pope to know a little bit of suffering.
I do love the theory that AJ Pierzynski put out there, that he chose Leo the 14th as a subtle nod to Paul Konerko.
That would be just...
Number 14.
I mean, Paul Konerko.
We got video of him being at the 2005 World Series. Paul Konerko.
I don't think I could take you seriously as a Pope.
I love that,
like,
though.
If you were,
how I would choose my Pope name.
If you chose it off of Frank Thomas, well, yeah, but you couldn't even become
a
priest.
Go 35. Frank Thomas, I don't think we've had a 35.
Well, I just think my point is, Paul Konerko, I mean...
People love Paul Konerko.
The 1,050th best baseball player ever.
In the past 25 years, White Sox fans, the order that they love is Frank Thomas, Paul Konerko, Maglio Ordóñez.
I mean, that's just sad.
That's the list.
Omaha!
Well, yeah, White Sox baseball is pretty sad. Anthony Edwards left the game last night and then came back and everything was fine and they just ran over the Warriors to the point where it makes it seem like Jimmy buckets. I don't know what you were doing in this game, except you weren't getting buckets. Does it feel like since Steph won't be back now until at least game 5, potentially game 6 seems more likely? Does it feel like this series is over?
I think everything you heard from Draymond post game and everything you saw on the court tells you that that's a team that would like you to not know that the dynasty is over. Yeah. Yeah. And Steph crying after the injury, meaning like, hey, I'm going to be out a week, and crying after that tells you, yeah, I think they knew the stakes and they knew what it was going to take to beat Minnesota. And you can't beat Minnesota with half a series of Steph or less.
I mean, this is the most valuable, like showcasing Steph's value in a series that we're going to find since the finals and then winning finals actually stopped happening. Like it's never more obvious they don't have a chance without Steph.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's also like Just look at the rest of the roster. I mean, Draymond isn't Draymond of 5 years ago. Jimmy isn't Jimmy of 5 years ago. Pajemski's an okay player. Buddy Hield's an okay player. They've got a bunch of okay players.
Have you dived deep into the Pat Spencer conversation?
I'm
fascinated by his story.
The dude did average 2 points a game this year. And Draymond's like, we got to talk more about Pat Spencer. If Pat Spencer played on any other team, Draymond would tee off on
Okay, but you can admit he's got one of the wildest stories to being an NBA player.
It's crazy.
He went 4 years at Loyola being a lacrosse star. He won the lacrosse version of a Heisman. He goes to Northwestern, transfers, plays basketball for one season, averages 10 points a game. It's not like he tore it up and averaged like 30 a game at Northwestern. Averaged 10 a game and then finds his way into the NBA after going overseas first.
That's wild. His mustache is the only thing elite on him. Omaha! It was the Shador Show today in Cleveland with rookie minicamps and fellow rookie. Tight end Harold Fannin Jr. of Bowling Green fame was asked about his teammate, about being teammates with Shador earlier today.
How aware are you of all the attention that Shador Sanders is getting both locally and nationally, all over social media, ESPN, everywhere you go, it's Shador time. So are you guys aware of that? Are you aware of that? And what do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously that's definitely dope for him. I mean, I guess it's a good thing for him. You know, he could use that to his advantage, you know, or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I always see him on TikTok or something. It's pretty cool that I get to, you know, be in the same locker room as him for sure.
I mean, he let a little inner fanboy out in there. Do you think that there are more Shador fanboys in that locker room than we realize?
I mean, they're not going to say anything bad about him.
He said it's pretty cool to be in the same locker room with him.
It's pretty cool to be in the same locker room with him.
Because he's a social media star.
Harold Fannin went to BGSU, and no disrespect to yourself. No disrespect.
Whoa, park it.
No disrespect.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
But that's not really Alabama when it comes to football, Nick.
You wrecked yourself.
You know, Alabama, you play against all these big stars all the time. Ohio State, you play against all these big stars all the time. I could see how a kid from BGSU would be like, oh, the face of college football the last 2 years. It's cool to be his teammate now. I hope I get his number and we can chat and maybe play video games.
Yeah, I mean, Toledo put like four dudes in the NFL. They were like, there's like 10, 15 guys going
name
to
them.
There's a Hook. And there's a guy named Maxon or Mason.
Shoot, I mean, I don't mean to say shoot like that, but shoot. Harold Fannin might be impressed by Dylan Gabriel. That's where we're at with Harold Fannin right now.
I'll tell you right now.
A little starstruck.
When Fat McConaughey roams the sidelines of Bowling Green as they stomp the Mac this year, and I'm in a pure leather.
This is the Eddie George effect, though. Eddie George will make it no longer cool for them to step into an NFL locker room and be impressed by anyone because your coach was Eddie George.
Yeah, nice pivot there.
They didn't have Eddie George last year.
Nice pivot.
That would have saved him.
Uh huh.
Jordan Edwards. Pablo Torre did a report that said she was banned from UNC. If you're like, who's Jordan Edwards? That's Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend.
Is it Jordan Hudson, or does he have two four-year...
Oh, shoot. 24. I typed Ant Edwards and then moved to Jordan Edwards. It's 340.
Listen, if Belichick's dating Anthony Edwards, we got a story on our hands.
Could you imagine if that was the hush-hush money? And Edwards paid $1 million and also was like, yeah, so we're just going to make you go away too. So the point is that Pablo did a whole report about her being banned from UNC. UNC has responded and said, like, no, just she's not an employee of North Carolina, but she's not banned in any sort of way.
Yeah, this is damage control. This just proves my point that there was a anti-Jordan Hudson push. And it's not just by UNC, by the way. I think it's actually by Bill's family.
Well, you saw his daughter-in-law on Instagram,
yep,
openly airing out family secrets, essentially.
Yep. I'm going to tell you right now.
It's always the in-law in that instance,
jealousy,
too, by the way.
It is jealousy. That's all this is. All right? I'll tell you this right now. Steve with a Brian, which one's the goofball that's Steve. Yeah. With the sneered nose and the tongue out, he's not getting Jordan Hudson.
So are they worried
about what Brian looks like?
Are they worried about Belichick's legacy, or are they worried about their inheritance going away to a 24-year-old?
No, they just don't like their dad dating somebody that's younger than them, which fine, you're allowed to. But I mean, this girl is clearly not on the up and up. All right, she's 24 year old. She's dating a man.
Bill's already given her reportedly
$9 million
in different assets.
This is problematic. At the same point,
a lot of money.
At the same point, this dirty pool by the family and by UNC.
How much money does Bill have to give her before the family does step in and is like, "Hey, giving away a lot of money here.
He's kind of gifted his kids jobs into the NFL.
Yeah, jobs in the NFL is not like, $9 million in properties, though. What's the line there before you step in as a family member? It's like, you've given away $50 million to this girl?
You've kind of got some cojones if you come out here and you're both Nepo babies and you're like, Dad, I don't like you. I mean, who's she? You're just sleeping with her and you're just giving her money. It's like, and he birthed you or he helped you being born. Whatever. The point is, he sired you. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
He sired
He's
you.
He's secretariat.
If your name was Steve Smith, different guy.
Ooh. A lot of money there,
if your
too,
name
apparently.
Was, if it wasn't Steve Belichick, you're not the defensive coordinator in North Carolina right now, bub.
Well, he made peace with that a long time ago, but you don't make... defensive coordinator at North Carolina money is not the same as $9 million in properties and assets. Imagine working and busting your butt trying to make it in the NFL and doing all these other things in college football, and then 24-year-old Jordan Hudson just gets given millions upon millions.
Man. Yeah. Just imagine being a Nepo baby and thinking the world isn't fair. Imagine that. Not I. When we come back.
You'd be livid. You'd be livid.
Not if I was already a millionaire.
You're like, no, it's all fair. It's all fine.
Darius
Garland. Take all my money, Jordan Hudson.
Looks like he's playing. We'll get into the Cavs. Pacers, game 3, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.